to never do this again, and this was the worst choice I ever made in my life. This was definitely the most worst choice I ever made in my life, and I don't ever plan on.
What's your favorite memory from home?
Oh, when I went, when I was in Africa.
Yeah? How was that?
Fire.
Mm-hmm. Went to motherland.
Yep.
How about you? What's your favorite memory from home?
When I was in Indiana, just with my brothers. With my brothers, man. Now I'm older.
Favorite memory from home?
Favorite memory? Going on vacation.
Where at? Where to?
Everywhere, man. Going to California.
Mm-hmm.
Fire.
Every memory with my brother.
Nah, we did a whole lot of stuff when I was home. So it's like,
I put out the widow, man. You know what I'm talking about.
So many memories, man.
Favorite memory is doing my first video shoot.
Mm-hmm. Is there something you think about that helps you get through the difficult times here?
The phone calls and the visits.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I just see the bigger picture. I don't know, I just think like it's all temporary. It's all temporary.
That's
gonna
real.
You're gonna be out someday, you feel me?
That's real.
Yeah, my past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my past. Cause I started realizing the real. This is real life. I used to think, mm-hmm. I used to get a slap on the wrist when I was young, but once you get a certain age, you start realizing the real. Or this is real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel you. Is there something that you have learned from being here that will help you in the future?
Watch who you choose your friends.
Don't trust nobody.
Be smart. Always think.
Just use your mind, man, in the right place. Just use your mind.
Think. Be calm. Focus.
Think before you do something. Think before you do something, for me. Mm-hmm. Think about the consequences before you do
and
it.
When you're doing something, no matter what it is, just be focused.
Yeah.
What advice would you give someone younger than you?
Man.
Stay in school.
Oh, my kids, just whatever you do, don't do nothing that's gonna set you back. Do something that's always gonna level you up, that you're gonna level up, pit.
That's real.
Real.
I don't know what I'm gonna tell somebody younger than me, because poverty is real. I don't know. People don't have things, so they want to get it, how to get it. They don't want to get joked on by their clothes and shit, because they're gonna look crazy, and they're gonna feel insecure, then they're gonna start doing other things that they never did just to get that bag.
Yeah.
I mean, and people weak-minded, especially young ones, yeah, they weak-minded. Word, facts. I remember when I was young. Memories. That's memories, yeah. Facts.
Yeah. That's real. I mean, it ain't always gonna be like, you know, an answer that's gonna be rainbows. Like, sometimes you gotta be real about stuff.
It's real out here.
Yeah.
Ain't too much you could tell them, though. Like, feel me? Because everybody going to do their own thing, feel me? What you could do is tell them, like, you don't want to be here, feel me? But niggas will do their own thing, feel me, at the end of the day.
Don't follow in my footsteps.
What's your favorite part of this Radio for Open Ears program?
The vibes. The vibes and people really coming out their way of their life and showing us that there are people out here. You feel me?
Me, I could open up more. I could speak for other people. Yeah, take your time coming here for me, talking to us. I respect that. I appreciate that. But it's good though, because I'm learning new things and stuff. And I'm talking more. I never really used to talk to people. Appreciate it though.
I don't really like talking to it. I don't like talking to niggas. I ain't gonna lie. But coming here though, just like, I don't know. Like, I know. Just talking. Come and talk. I can come and talk. Mm-hmm. Come and speak. I don't talk.
Y'all on our side, not their side. That's You feel me?
Bro.
You get to
listening to music, yeah. Trying new things, and you know, talking about real life stuff.
You get to learn how it really sounds to be in the studio, but not in the studio. Like, feel me?
My favorite part is being able to chill and just listen and observe, learn things.
The music.
Radio for open ears. What does that mean to you?
Radio for open ears? Mm-hmm. People, I guess people that want to really listen to what we got to say. People want to listen to what we got to say. And they get a little type of ideas or a little picture in their head of what we're going through and stuff. And they start listening, realizing like, oh yeah, they're probably going through some things in there. That's what I think it is. It's a radio, so everybody going to hear it for me. Yeah. So yeah. That's how I think it means.
Mm-hmm.
For
people who've been through what we've been through or going through what we're going through.
What you think? What you think radio for open ears means?
Listen, you can, it's about, you can, probably to me, it's about you can listen and learn something.
What does the phrase radio for open ears mean to you?
I mean, like, radios for everybody that can hear, like, all ages. Mm-hmm.
Radio for open ears, like, people who might want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So. Open ears.
I think it's just for everybody, honestly.
What do they want from me? What do they want from me? I'm just a young nigga trying to come up. What do they want from me? I'm just a young nigga trying to come up. What do they want from me? I'm just a young nigga trying to come up. What do they want from me? I'm just a young nigga trying to come up. What they just want from me? He just want to give me time, but I ain't. Just want from me, he just wanna give me time, but I ain't had nothing. I had to go out and get it, I had to go out and get it, but look.
You have been listening to radio and sounds created by the 16 and 17-year-olds participating in Wave Farm's Radio for Open Ears workshops, which were held weekly at the Hudson Correctional Facility, 2019 through March 2020. This program was made possible by Creativity Works New York State, a regrant partnership of Carnegie Hall and the New York State Council on the Arts. Thank you for listening.